prose writer's medium, or as those of us who do write poetry refer to them as those bastards who get paid to write. So they'll be coming up soon. And thank you, Sarah, Damien, Jody, and Jane for joining us tonight. We really appreciate that. So there's beer here, did you know? It's worth knowing. All right. This is fun. Frank O'Hara wrote this. Memorial Day, 1950. Picasso made me tough and quick in the world. Just as in a minute, plane trees are knocked down outside my window by a crew of creators. Once he got his axe going, everyone was upset enough to fight for the last ditch and heap of rubbish. Through all that surgery, I thought I had a lot to say and named several last things Gertrude Stein hadn't had time for. But then the war was over. Those things have survived. And even when you're scared, art is no dictionary. Max Ernst told us that. How many trees and frying pans I loved and lost. Guernica hollered, look out. But we were all busy hoping our eyes were talking to Paul Klee. My mother and father asked me, and I told them from my tight blue pants, we should love only the stones, the sea, and heroic figures. Wasted child, I'll club you on the shins. I wasn't surprised when the older people entered my cheap hotel room and broke my guitar and the can of blue paint. At that time, all of us began to think with our bare hands. And even with blood all over them, we knew vertical from horizontal. We never smeared anything except to find out how it lived. Fathers of Dada, you carried shiny erector sets in your rough, bony pockets. You were generous, and they were lovely as chewing gum or flowers. Thank you. And those of us who thought poetry was crap were throttled by Auden or Rimbaud. When, sent by some compulsive Juno, we tried to play with collages or Sprechstunde in their bed. Poetry didn't tell me not to play with toys, but alone I could never have figured out that dolls meant death. Our responsibilities did not begin in dreams, though they began in bed. Love is, first of all, a lesson in utility. I hear the sewage singing underneath my bright white toilet seat and know that somewhere, sometime, it will reach the sea. Gulls and swordfishes will find it richer than a river. And airplanes are perfect mobiles. Independent of the breeze, crashing in flames, they show us how to be prodigal. Oh, Boris Pasternak, it may be silly to call on you, so tall in the Urals, but your voice cleans our world, clearer to us than the hospital. You sound above the factory's ambitious garble. Poetry is as useful as a machine. Look at my room. Guitar strings hold up pictures. I don't need a piano to sing, and naming things is only the intention to make things. A locomotive is more melodious than a cello. I dress in oilcloth and read music by Guillaume Apollinaire's Clay Candelabra. Now my father is dead and has found out you must look things in the belly, not in the eye. If only he had listened to the men who made us, hollering like stuck pigs. So the only reason that poem still exists by O'Hara is because John Ashbery copied it out and put it in a letter to the poet Kenneth Koch. And Kenneth Koch kept the letter. When Frank O'Hara died, that poem was from 1950. He died in 66. his friends got into his apartment first so they could save the palms. That was their main mission after Frank died. We gotta save the palms. He didn't publish very much in his lifetime. Two small collections and a couple smaller collections. And when they got in there and they started pulling stuff out, they had reams and reams of poetry. And even that wasn't all of it, because that poem was not a part of it. Ashbery had to save it. It's in that letter. My love for O'Hara is not a split. If you've ever heard me read my own poems, you know he's copying O'Hara. What I love about Frank O'Hara is that ephemerality was something he was okay with. He wrote the poems because he needed to, and because he loved the people around him, who usually those poems were either a memorial to, or dedicated to, or a catalog of their lives and circumstances. Poetry at that time was shifting, and more things in the world were coming into it. Pepsi, Mad Men type stuff, advertising, records, and all that stuff, which wasn't considered to have the weight of what poetry had been. Poetry was about memorials, about testimonials, about orders, about important things. But Frank just kept writing these poems day after day. There's a great film of him, which you can watch on YouTube. A public station did a series about poets in the mid-60s. And you can watch him writing a poem or writing, what's he doing? He's writing a play with his co-writer while talking on the phone, while talking to the person who is filming him for this film. And it's all going down all at once. And that's just kind of how he worked. What I love about him is that he understood that the moment was what should be memorialized. And he served in the military. He understood what Memorial Day was all about. But in his poem, what it becomes is the moment of creation. And that poem's about creating and about being a creator. And that what we create out of our lives and the lives of our loved ones. And our creations are reflections of that. And that while the history of poetry might say those things are not the appropriate subject of a poem, O'Hara's poetry always says, what, are you stupid? Of course it is. You're human. You're alive. That is the subject of poetry. And that is what we celebrate every other week, right here with you. And we appreciate you coming out. So thank you again. And now this prose thing is going to happen. And I hear it might take off with the kids these days, but I don't know. Jury's out. We'll see.